So this is just some indication of how the Mahayana looks upon the three jewels. Now what about the Vajrayana? What about the Tantra? What is their attitude? What is their outlook upon the three jewels? Now to begin with, just as the Mahayana accepted the Hinayana outlook upon the three jewels, but universalized it, broadened it, widened it, in the same way, the Vajrayana, the Tantra, accepts not only the Hinayana outlook on the three jewels, but the Mahayana outlook too, accepts their interpretations of the three refuges. But one must not forget, as was pointed out earlier on in this series, one must not forget that the Tantra is concerned above all with direct experience. So, the Tantra, said as it were, especially with regard to the Mahayana interpretation of the three jewels or the three refuges, said as it were, what does all this amount to in terms of direct experience? Said as it were, your conception of the Buddha nature, the Buddha principle, the Buddha ideal, your conception of this archetypal Buddha living in this archetypal world of divine splendor, this is very beautiful. It's very wonderful, very impressive, no doubt very true. But we haven't seen that Buddha. Right? We have to admit it. We haven't seen any Buddha at all, whether archetypal or historical. We haven't even caught a glimpse of a corner of that Buddha's robe. And maybe we've no hope of having a glimpse of it. And as for the Dharma, we haven't studied the scriptures. There are hundreds and thousands of scriptures. We haven't listened to the eternal Buddha. We haven't actually encountered this great stream of spiritual influence. We haven't risen to that level. And we've certainly never seen a Bodhisattva in our lives. And we probably wouldn't recognize a Bodhisattva even if we saw one. So this is the actual situation. This is our actual experience, says the Tantra. So the Tantra goes on to ask, as it were, if we have no actual experience of the three jewels, either in the Hinayana sense or the Mahayana sense, well, what have we got? Are the three jewels therefore totally non-existent for us? Is there nothing in our experience corresponding to them? Are there no points in our experience at which we make contact with the three jewels? The Tantra said, as it were, at what points in our experience do we encounter the three jewels? This is the question that the Tantra asked. Assuming that we have some contact with them, even though we haven't got any experience of the Hinayana and the Mahayana ways of looking at the three jewels. So, where in our experience, at what points in our experience, do we encounter them? Confining ourselves to actual experience. And the answer for the Tantra is provided by the three tantric refuges, or the three esoteric refuges. The three esoteric refuges, the three tantric refuges, represent those points in one's own actual experience, one's spiritual experience, if you like, where you actually encounter the three jewels. So what are these three tantric refuges? What are these three esoteric refuges? They are, first, the Guru, two, the Yidam, and three, the Dakini. So let's look at each of these in turn. The Guru, the Yidam, the Dakini.